the affirmation booth, where we choose 3 affirmations from our affirmation basket to help us throughout the week. Helps us to have positive emotions and help to change our perspective.
Welcome back to Sensitively Flourishing. It's your host, Yasmin. Hi, lovelies. How are you guys doing today? Welcome back to the affirmation booth segment of Sensitively Flourishing. As I stated in previous episodes, our focus is affirmations until the end of this year. Guys, can y'all believe it? It's almost 2023. 2022 went by fast. It did not come into play. But we're going to get into it, get started with these affirmations. 4 affirmations to help you throughout the week, to help you throughout your weekend, to keep you grounded, to keep you motivated, to keep you going. That's all I'm here to do, is just to help along the way to flourishing in life. And, you know, us being sensitive is our time of the year where, you know, our vulnerability comes out. I don't know. Well, for me, being a sensitive individual, my sensitivity and vulnerability comes out a lot during the winter months. And so I just want you guys to ground yourself, understand, and not be ashamed to be vulnerable. You know, be you unapologetically. Well, girl, you know, I can continue to talk and talk and talk and talk, but let's get into these affirmations. All right, we got Chardonnay with us again this episode. You know, she's never too far away. All right, what's the first affirmation? All right, let's see. Boom. I am starting to feel more balanced and calm. All right. Okay, we're gonna feel more balanced. We're gonna feel more calm. We're gonna just be very in tune with ourselves. I love it, y'all. I really, really love affirmations. Like, I look and I read affirmations all day, every day. They come to my phone, they're on my wall, they're in my room, they're playing on my TV, they're on my computer, they're on my laptop. I make my kids say affirmations. I am very, 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 very big on affirmations. I love affirmations. I love speaking to myself so highly and so powerful and so positive that it just enlightens me, it encourages me, it keeps me going even on those bad days. So affirmations are really, really great for me, and I just want to share that with you all. All right, let's get into affirmation number 2. Let's see. I am thankful and grateful for the good in my life. I am thankful and grateful for the good in my life. I am grateful. I am thankful and grateful for the good in my life. And you know, we do have gratitude circle as a segment in Sensitively Flourishing. So just gratitude is just that first step. If you don't know how to pray, if you don't know how to manifest, the first step is just to be grateful for what you already have. Once you're grateful for what you already have, genuinely grateful and thankful for the things that you already have in your life, it opens up and gives you that alignment to be able to manifest your life, to be able to manifest good things and positive things in your life, because you're just already grateful for the things that you do have. So I always say gratitude is the first thing to help you manifest, to help you grow, to help you flourish, to help you be vulnerable. Just be grateful for what you already do have in life. All right, affirmation number 3. Y'all, I really, 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 really miss recording. I don't know why, but this is so fun. Keep believing in yourself. Keep believing in yourself. Keep believing in yourself. You got to believe in yourself, babe. You have to believe in yourself. Yasmin, you have to believe in yourself, girl. I have to tell myself this every day. I don't feel like it's that I don't believe in myself. I just feel like I don't know how to step into my power. So lately I've been trying to, you know, navigate and understand how to step into my power. I know what I do good, but how do I believe and show the world that I am very competent to do what I do best? So just keep believing in yourself. You got to believe when nobody else believes. And when you do that, we may fail, we may fall back, we may go forward. It, life comes with it, but just keep believing in you. You have to believe in you if you expect others to believe in you. So I know for me, I am working on believing in my abilities, because I believe in myself as a person. I believe I'm able to love. I believe my heart is pure. I believe I am a very kind person. I believe that I'll give someone. I believe those aspects of me, but I need to believe in my ability to do what my purpose is for here, and that is to speak and to give advice. I'm always that person that everyone calls and wants advice. I'm always that person that's going to be able to motivate you and uplift you, even when my life is shot to shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm still able to motivate people. And so I just have to believe that what I do is powerful. What I do is worthy. What I do is important. What I do like nobody else. So just keep believing in yourself, love. All right, last affirmation. All right, has it been cold where you guys are? It's cold here, but you know, I live in the south, so it's cold. But it's hot in my house. All right. The fourth affirmation: appreciate what you have before it turns into what you had. Do you remember me saying you have to be grateful? You have to be thankful for what you already have? Because just as easily as you can get it, God can take it away. So just appreciate what you have before it turns into what you had. Appreciate what you have before it turns into what you had. Be grateful. So today, out of these affirmations, I'm just seeing that you're believing in yourself. We are showing gratitude for the things we already have in life, and that is creating a balance and creating calmness in our lives. So as always, I'm going to do a recap of the affirmations that we went over today. And I hope to see you guys next week again for the affirmation booth. All right. So number one is, I am starting to feel more balanced and calm. Number two, I am thankful and grateful for the good in my life. Number three, keep believing in yourself. And last but not least, appreciate what you have before it turns into what you have. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Sensitively Flourishing Affirmation Booth. Thank you guys for all the support. Thank you for the views. Thank you for your feedback. And always remember to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok at Sensitively Flourishing Podcast, no G on podcast. And you can get affirmations there. I post affirmations daily, every 2 hours on the hour, starting from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. at night. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Have a good weekend.